This is the recording of the second episode of Building Stories on Air that was broadcasted on March 8th at WCOM 103.5. We removed our musical pause, and so when you hear it's where we put some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Enjoy! So good afternoon. Today, the whole team is here, which means me, Frederick, the human being, as the wooden fellows like to call me. And the rest of the team include Maurice, Madame Rigolotte, Petite Clotilde, and Pierre Kéroul. And I promise you, you'll get to know them week after week. They're not going anywhere. And we are just going to share about them as we go. And so if you were here last week, you may remember that we launched the show talking about how we will be building stories across generation, blending little voices with older voices. And so since then, we've been in full mode recruiting little voices for the show. But then, midweek, we noticed something. Do you remember one of our guests mentioning people being nervous about using their imagination? Well, we got some confirmation this week. And so on Wednesday night, the Wooden Fellows and I had a meeting. So Maurice, who remind us that, you know, sadness is okay and needing to be alone from time to time is okay, said, we really need to find a way to make everyone feel comfortable. Then Madame Rigolotte, who brings joy everywhere she goes, was, this is why we need this show so much. Everyone should have a chance to see the fun of using our imagination. A society without imagination, that would not be working. Then Petite Clotilde, our dreamer, was, what about reaching out to people in their home and invent stories until they feel comfortable coming here? And last, Pierre Kéroul, who always look for a chance for an escape to go outside. He loves going outside. He said, I have an idea. I'm going to go find some pui. Those are little creatures who love being part of a story. And they are everywhere. We just need to look for them. And they are going to be amazing at reassuring people. I'm ready to go on a quest. So long story short, we came up with a plan to focus on you today, or story builders at large. Wherever you are, whoever you are, little ones, not so little ones, let's spark some imagination today, shall we? So we created two ways to be in touch with us throughout the show. First, you can send us an email. And it's quite easy to remember. It's Building Stories on Air, you know, the name of our show, buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And then the second thing if you Google or if you use any browser with buildingstoriesonair.com, then it should take you to our webpage. And there you are going to see some pictures of the fellows that we are going to talk about today. But don't worry, if you don't go on our website, we will detail everything. But then you can see some photos. You can find a guide, you know, like to help you invent stories with us. So here is a new plan. And we are going to take a musical break. So you have a chance to give it a try. So just try to send us an email or try to go on our website, buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. So throughout the show, don't hesitate. You know, I'm going to raise some question and just reach out. buildstoriesonair@gmail.com. And so our plan today, we are going to model and invent the stories. So this week, I have Pierre Kéroul with me. And he's going to, take us along. And so we're going to share a little bit about him. So as I said, you know, if you went on our webpage, you may have seen a picture of him. But if you haven't, you know, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and try to imagine Pierre Kéroul, this little wooden fellows. So first, I would like you to imagine a dinosaur, maybe, a T-Rex or a Brontosaurus, you know, like a big dinosaur. Well, so Pierre Kéroul is smaller than that. Even if you think about the smallest dinosaur, well, Pierre Kéroul is still smaller than this. Now, imagine a bug, you know, maybe an ant or even a grasshopper. Well, Pierre Kéroul is bigger than that. Even if you think of a pretty big bug, I'm pretty sure that Pierre Kéroul is bigger than that. So do you think it's enough? Do you have enough information right now to imagine the size of Pierre Kéroul? Maybe not. So he's about one or two hands tall, you know, depending on the size of your hand. And he's made out of basswood, which is like a light beige wood. He has large brown eyes, and he always have clothes in earth tone, you know, greenish or brownish. And today he has a sweater that Madame Rigolote, remember the wooden fellow who brings joy everywhere she goes? So he has a sweater that she crocheted for him a few months ago, blending some brown, orange, and green colors with some matching socks. And the last detail that I'm going to add today, but again, week after week, you are going to find out more about the wooden fellows. He is barefoot today because he loves feeling the earth underneath his feet. So the only time we saw him with shoes, with some boots, was about like a month ago, we had some snow. So if you have any questions so far, my dear audience at large, you can email us at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. So this week, as I said previously, Pierre Kirul went on a quest to find some Puy. And so with him, he brought four little characters that live with us at the Petit Refuge that we call the Puy. And they don't talk much, but they love tagging along and spreading hope everywhere they go. They came out of different. Different types of tree, and so they have different wood color. And so off they went on their quest. And so if you go on our web page, you are going to find a picture of their adventure. But if you cannot, just close your eyes for a second and imagine them walking through IVs that look like a jungle for those little Puy. And they also climb trees, looking everywhere to find those Puy. Climbing trees to a point that Pierre Kirul got really, really scared because the Puy almost fell down. So they took a break on a swing, and finally, when they were almost ready to give up, they saw some Puy practicing their climbing skills on a climbing wall nearby. "Hooray!" said Pierre Kirul. The Puy were so excited to learn that they would be part of a story. And so here they are today to invent a story with us. I don't know if you can hear some of them. So we're going to go little step by little step. You know, we are going to modeling. We are going to use a loop, you know, where we are going to present the character. And then something is going to happen. Then they are going to feel better. Then there will be another hoop. And we will take music breaks so you have time to think and invent your own story along and share your ideas. So the story will involve some Puys, but what may be their characters, you know? Where are they? What are they doing or planning to do? So we are going to take another musical break with Pharrell Williams this time. And so you can set up your own story or reach out to us. So just imagine the character in your story. Just set up the tone. So what did you come up with? Never too late to reach out. So you can either follow or flow or invent your own stories. But this is what Pierre Kirul came up with. And so we hope today that, you know, by modeling, you'll be inspired to invent stories from home and at some point from here, from our studio. The whole goal is to unleash our imagination. There is no right or wrong answer. We all have some imagination. Sometimes we just need a booster to be reminded that. So Pierre Kirul, you know, he just couldn't pick one Puy to be the main character. So he decided that he would invent stories with all of them. But then he decided that one of them would love one thing. And that was a little silly. Pierre Kirul can be a little silly sometimes. But that's why he's part of the team. He doesn't just connect us to Earth. You know, he's always have these kind of different ideas. So the one of the Puy, she loved stuff that repeats. So we don't know why, you know, we don't know why Pierre Kirul came up with this idea, but that's something that he wanted in his story. You know, like that one character, one Puy had an interest that for anything that repeats. So that's one thing we know about the characters in the story. Then the location. You know, the location of your story is important as well. You know, and sometimes it's kind of hard to come up with an idea. So Pierre Kirul decided that the story would take place at the community center. I don't know if you've been to the community center in Chapel Hill, you know, like on Estes Road, but Pierre Kirul loves going there. And so, you know, using a familiar place in your story, it's always a good start. It's an easier start. And so he decided the story would start at the community center under the picnic table. I think Pierre Kirul kind of loved when the hand behind him, which is me, you know, had to crawl to all kind of places. So here we are, starting the story under a picnic table at the community center. And so they were just planning to hang out, you know, like Pierre Kirul had some snacks, some games, and he had this game where, you know, he wanted to make the little Puy who likes to repeat things happy. So they had to jump, then crawl, then jump, then crawl, then, that's right, jump. But then something happened. And so that's where we are going to take another break, so you can add on something that is happening to your story. Something that shakes things up. Who is involved and why? Reach out to us. We'll be right back. And so here is what Pierre Kirul came up with. But before, we got a question for Pierre Kirul. So I'm going to include the answer in the story. It was about the weather and which kind of weather does Pierre Kirul enjoy. So, as you remember, we were at the community center, and it was one of Pierre Kirul's favorite weather. It was a blue sky, but it was kind of cold, and so he could still be barefoot, but he would have his knitted hat and his favorite sweater, and so all was good. And so if you haven't been to the community center, there is a rose garden and there is a gate. And on that gate, there is a rose, a red rose. And you're never going to believe what happened. That rose started moving. Hello, petite Puy. I'm so, so glad you're here. So one Puy said, let's get out of here. I'm scared. Then another one said, oh, but this rose is so beautiful. And a third Pui. Remember the one who loves anything that repeats? She clapped her hands three times, stomped her feet twice, and then clapped her hands three times again. Pierre Quirol said, "Madame Rose, I am so, so glad you're out today. Those are some Pui. Don't move." Which was kind of a little bit silly to say because Madame Rose is part of the gate. But anyway, he said, "Don't move. We are coming." So it took a little bit of time to convince everyone to be on board, but they all left the picnic table, jumping and crawling, so the Pui who loves pattern could truly, truly have a blast. But now there was a problem. Madame Rose is pretty high up on the gate, and the Pui, they are kind of tiny on the ground. Big problem. How are they going to reach out to them? So we are going to take another break so you can add on something that is happening in your story. You know, it's time to try something. You know, you've got a problem, like something happened, you know, so what silly or serious ideas may come at now? What may happen next? So Pierre Quirol looked at the Pui, and the Pui looked at Pierre Quirol, and they all looked up at Madame Rose, way up high on the gate. How are we going to reach out to her? So the first idea, they decided to climb on top of each other. So try to imagine that. One Pui at the bottom, then another one, then another one, then, that's right, another one. And so they started wobbling left and wobbling right, and then left and right and left, and then flop. Everyone was on the ground, which made Madame Rose kind of laughed. All right. We need to come up with another idea. So the second idea, Pierre Quirol spotted a long stick nearby. I was like, we can jump with a stick. I saw this in the Olympics. You know, so they took a big run up, planted the stick, jumped, and went over Madame Rose and landed right back on the other side of the gate. They tried again. Same thing. One more time. Same thing. So Pierre Quirol sat down on the grass. The Pui sat down too. And they were quiet for a moment. But then they saw a flash of red. It was a cardinal. Have you ever seen a cardinal? This red bird that we see pretty often in North Carolina at that time of the year. And so he looked at them and he was like, "I'm wondering, do you need a lift?" And so everybody was like, "Yeah, yeah." So the Pui who loved pattern, you know, she clapped three times and stomped twice and clapped three times again. And so one by one, the cardinal took them up to Madame Rose and back, and then way up and then way back, until every single Pui and Pierre Quirol had a chance to talk with Madame Rose and said hello. And so everyone agreed even the Puy who was scared at the beginning, that was just the best day ever. Phew, everyone seemed happy now. So how the characters in your story feel like now? What may they be doing next? So you know the trick by now. We are going to take a quick pause so you can reflect on your story. So how is it going? This is Frederick and the Wooden Fellows. We are past halfway of our show, Building Stories on Air, and we invite you to invent with us, unleash your imagination with us, and reach out by email using buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. So in our story, on our end, you know, everyone seemed quite content. You know, like the Puy couldn't stop talking about how they all fell down and they were so silly about it, and how with the stick they jumped over the gate, and the cardinal, and seeing Madame Rose up close. And the Puy continued to clap three times and stomp twice, which, you know, for everybody was a good sign that it was indeed a good day. So thank you for coming, said Madame Rose. I just wanted to say hello and finally meet some Puy, because I've heard so much about you, little Puy, and how much you love being part of stories. And so the cardinal was also still around, you know, hopping to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. But then, I'm going to tell you a little tips as you invent stories. So we are going to wrap up our story, but I would like you to think about one last twist. So right now, you know, all of our characters are pretty happy and content. Well, think about one last twist. So then you can either continue the story for ever and ever, or you can just wrap it up. So another little break. And so what surprise may be popping up in your story? Take a moment, and again, don't hesitate to reach out. And we are back. I hope you enjoyed some of our French music today. We had Georges Brassens, we had Émilie Joly, and the last one was Aldebert that we are going to bring week after week. So which twist did you find to kind of wrap up your story? Pierre Kiroul came up with this one. So as you know, everybody was content, and Pierre Kiroul thought that we would just peacefully go back home to the Petit Refuge. One Puy climbed back onto the cardinal's back and didn't come down. And here they went. "Where are you going?" said Pierre Kiroul. "I don't know," said the Puy. "I guess we'll find out in our next story." And off they went. And so here we are, reaching out the end of Pierre Kiroul's story. How do you feel about your story. As we are going to wrap up pretty soon, we are going to invite you to do some homework for this week. So you can either extend the story you just created while we were live, or you can just invent a story related to Pierre Kirol's story. What may happen to that little pouille flying with the cardinal? And just think about start practicing adding details, you know? What maybe, think about your characters, you know, what maybe may they be wearing and why? Think about senses, you know, what might the characters hear or smell or touch or shouldn't touch? You know, explore feelings, you know. Are the characters anxious or silly? You know, like one of our pouilles was a little scared at the beginning when they heard Madame Rose talking. So how could those feelings change the throughout the story? Think about building from real life. You know, like Pierre Kirol set up his story at the community center because he goes there so often. So add a favorite place or a special moment. Play with time. What would be different if the story were happening in the future or in the past? But most importantly, have fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, it's not the outcome of the story that matters the most. It's really the process and the connection that you are building as you unleash your imagination. So midweek, we'll start resources for our next episode on our website, webpage, so Building Stories on Air. Google it. You should be able to find us. And reach out. And as soon as you feel more comfortable reaching, you know, coming here in person, we are looking for a pair of people, you know, a young child with an adult. It can be a grandparent. It can be an aunt. It can be an, older siblings, a neighbor, family friend, you know, like anybody who wants to have a special one-on-one time and invent stories, please, please reach out. And until then, have fun inventing stories, and we'll build stories again next week.